Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go to your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. May God bless this reading and hearing of this, his holy word. Amen. Would you pray with me? Father God, open our minds, our hearts, and our souls up today, and may what is said, heard, and understood be pleasing to you. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Well, First Christian Church is doing a Lenten series called Busy, Reconnecting with an Unhurried God. And I really, this whole series has just rung with me, so I thought I would talk about this for a little bit. So those of you that go here, this is going to sound a little bit familiar, but you probably need to hear it again anyhow. So let me ask you, what does a typical day look like in your life? It probably is along this line. You get up, you get in the shower, you get dressed, maybe you eat some breakfast, and then, because you need to get out the door, you kiss your dog, you pat your spouse on the top of their head, telling them they're a good boy or a good girl, you jump into the car, and you're off to the office, where you work all morning, eat a quick lunch, work the afternoon, jump in the car, and head home, where you have supper, and then it's taking the kids off to choir practice, to dance classes, music lessons, etc., etc. And then everybody comes home, and perhaps you get a moment of time to yourself. Then it's off to bed, and it's time to start the whole thing all over again the next day. Sounds familiar or somewhat close to how your lives are? Many people in our society today think that they must be busy, and by doing so that they will show how good they are and how productive they are. So we make sure that our daily calendars are filled up with all sorts of different things, filled to the brim with things. Now, there are many downsides to having such a jam-packed schedule. Usually there's not a lot of time for the family, not a lot of time for your friends, not a lot of time to be present with what is going on around us, and there's not much time for God. That's one, it's a biggie. We who follow Christ have a calling to be God's eyes, ears, arms, and hands here on earth. How can we do this if we don't have time to hear God speaking to us and us speaking to God, unloading on him, getting comfort and getting his instructions for what he wants us to do? Especially This is especially true when we are out and about doing our daily tasks. And we're so busy that we miss the opportunities that are given to us to show the love, compassion, caring, and acceptance of God. But how can we do this if we're running here, running there, doing all of these things? So how do we free up time so that we can be more present in our lives and be able to do the things that we must do? Lent is a time where traditionally the church, we say we're going to give something up for Lent. Usually, you know, I'm going to give up chocolate or something else. Occasionally someone says, I'm going to give up coffee, and I kind of laugh to myself and say, good luck. In order to make room in our schedules, we need to focus on decluttering and lightening up our lives. And I have 5 suggestions I would like you to think upon about how to declutter and how to lighten up our lives. The first of which is, think about what are your values and what are your priorities. It is so simple to fill our calendar up with all sorts of things. And a lot of times it's because we have a problem saying no. We are afraid that we're going to miss out on something. We are afraid that we are going to take and offend someone. If we don't have a clear understanding of our values and our priorities in life, we add stuff to our lives that we really, really don't need. So if there is something that doesn't fit your values, doesn't fit in your priorities, don't do it. Don't put it on the calendar. Secondly, declutter your environment. The more we physically have, the more time that we need to manage it. We spend time organizing all of our stuff because we need to make room for more stuff. Those of you that are familiar with George Carlin would know he has a whole routine about his stuff. I need to find a place for my stuff. Having things that don't fit into our values and our priorities robs us of time, energy, and the chaos in our lives. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be a collector. But what are you collecting? And is it really something that is of interest of you, for you? Number 3, say no to say yes to the simple pleasures that we enjoy. I mentioned about us not being able to know, and sometimes we feel this obligation to say yes. If the pastor comes up to you and says, hey, Glenn, I really need you to do such and such. There's a lot of pressure there, isn't there? You don't want to offend the pastor. But if it doesn't fit, you have to say no. If it doesn't fit with your values and priorities that you have, you need to politely say no and perhaps give a brief explanation of it. Doesn't matter necessarily who it is, even if it is your pastor. Thirdly, slow down and practice gratitude. What's the one thing that drives us to keep our calendars full. We want more friends, more money, more possessions, more appreciation. If we slow down a bit, if we stop and smell the roses of life, if we look at what we have now and have a little bit of gratitude, have some thanks, do you know what's going to happen? You find out that you indeed have enough. Aesop said, gratitude turns what we have into enough. Slow down. Be grateful. Lastly, embrace a gentler pace with slower living. If we slow down, if we have less possessions that we need to care about, if we have less things on our calendars that don't fit our values and priorities, we will have more time to be present in our lives, in the present moment, and have more time to live a more satisfying life. More time to read a book. More time to take a walk or a hike. More time to spend with family and friends. And more time to do the things that God wants us to do for Him during our lifetime. More time to commune with Him. More time to be His representative here on earth. During our Lenten series, we have talked about the prayer chair and how we are allowed to give ourselves a break, sit in our prayer chair, pray to God, thank Him, and sometimes just to be silent and let God speak to us. Probably to the annoyance of my congregation, I've started all of the sermons for the Lenten series off with a little ditty. Some of you are familiar with the series VeggieTales, animated vegetables that tell biblical stories. One of the episodes, one of the things is called The Story of Fibber or Lou, and it is a retelling of the classic Good Samaritan story that is found in Luke 10. And during the course of this story, Larry the cucumber becomes upside down in a hole and he can't get out. And different people from the cities keep coming out. And Larry says, would you please help me out? And all of the people break into song. I'm busy, busy, dreadfully busy. You've no idea what I have to do. Busy, busy, shockingly busy. Much, much too busy for you. My hope is that we all we'll take a look at our lives, clean it out, and that we never, ever have to sing this song in our lives. Amen.